The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Prince Rupert is currently in the process of rebranding and upgrading signs around town. Keely Marlowe, Executive Director of Tourism Prince Rupert, which led the signage project, talked about how long the plan has been in the works.
We have actually been working on this signage project since late in 2020 when the Provincial CEREP program was announced, which was the first grant funding we received for this project. And that was awarded in the spring of 2021. So then we were able to get started on the design and calling for local artists to participate in the project. So it's been in the works for a couple of years.
However, Marlowe says that the new wayfinding and highway entrance signs are not the end of the project.
Yeah, we hope to expand into the future. So this was sort of a pilot to see what we could get done in the first phase and to see how the community would respond. We still do have one set to be installed that will be installed in the next couple of weeks here. So those are the posts with the sort of fingerboard signs. Those will be installed here shortly. But yeah, in the future, we do hope to expand and add more signs and do more districts. But it was important to just see first what the response was in the community, and it's been really positive so far.
All of the signs feature the Somaliach language, which Marlowe explained the importance of.
It was very important, and it was a priority from the start for us. We knew we wanted to create a new opportunity for public art, and we wanted to make sure it was a paid opportunity as well. So this was an opportunity where we were able to offer a paid art contract to 5 different artists, and we reserved 3 of those spots for Indigenous artists. So that was really something that was a huge priority for us from the very beginning. And then we reached out to the Tsimshian Somaliach Language Authority at the very outset as well to make sure that we were able to include Somaliach language.
These new signs come at the same time as the city's rebranding project, which Manager of Communications, Engagement, and Social Development for the city, Veronica Stewart, explained more about.
So it actually started in 2019-2020. So council had provided direction to staff to go out and do a call for proposals for different branding agencies to work with to do a rebrand for the city. Part of the impetus for that was, I'm not sure if you're aware of what the city's old logo looked like, but it was a crest that we've basically used for 100 years. In terms of applying it graphically, it didn't size down very well. It was super hard to read because there was writing on it. It was quite small, and it just didn't really reflect the modern community of Prince Rupert. And it also didn't reflect the Tsimshian territory that we live on appropriately. So council wanted us to kind of go back to the drawing board and come up with something that was a bit more modern.
Stewart explained the decisions behind the design of the new logo and having a local Tsimshian artist be part of the process.
So as part of our process at the city, we had a stakeholder group of community members, and that was something that really was highlighted by, as well as council, also the committee that we chatted with, some representation from the community. They thought that, you know, we really wanted to make sure that we were paying appropriate tribute to the territory that we live on. And so we engaged with Russell Mather, who's a local artist here, and he worked with the branding agency that we selected to kind of work on a design that was both really usable for the city, so it's fairly simple, but also really reflective. Tsimshian identity. And so he designed the actual font that's in the logo, as well as the arch that's used as kind of a representation of a rainbow for the City of Rainbows, which was one of the other directives that we got from the group.
Funded fully by grants, the signage project cost just over $200,000 and saw them installed over the first week of February. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.